Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad that you could come by.
See the show. Come and
step
see the
inside,
show.
Step inside. I guess I should have researched
that.
That's
that a little
song.
Tribute to Keith Emerson. And
sure, why not?
Why not?
This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit, show 111. And I'm not going to say what that equals if you're in bowling. It's a curse word.
Is it yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, tell me off
it's
the air.
It's a crap house, but
oh,
say it with
I
the
didn't
S
know
word.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you bowl a 1-1-1, it's because it's a bad score. It's called a well. When I was growing up, anyway, when I was on a team,
like an outhouse.
It was an outhouse. They drew a roof on it. Like you.
Oh,
were
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
That
wow.
might have just been a little a Pennsylvania. Thing.
Real rural, you know,
rural
local,
PA, yes.
Local humor.
Show 111. Boy, we're chugging along.
Did you ever bowl 300?
Oh my God, no.
Oh.
I mean, I was bad at to say the least. I was on a bowling team when I was a kid. It was just like a Saturday morning thing that we went. Me and a friend would go bowling, and just you know, I don't know. It was a couple years.
Did you ever watch Bowling for Dollars?
No.
You never saw those shows?
No.
Where it was like, they would be like, people would win like money if they hit a strike and stuff.
Really?
Like that. Oh,
oh
God, yeah. They used to be big in the 70s.
Oh.
And it's like, and now, you know, Miss So-and-so from like, you know, Clearwater is going to bowl. And if she does, she bowls a strike, she's going to get $200. And everybody's like, oh, come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, $200. Yeah, so anyway, my name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And yes, this is the show that brings you all kinds of crazy independent music, along with movie quotes and trailers.
And bowling for dollars.
And random stuff, and bowling for dollars, and talking about talky stuff.
What about Dialing for Dollars? You ever remember Dialing for Dollars where you called up the TV station
oh,
for money?
My God,
you
no.
had to have the right answer. Oh, dude, you missed a glorious time.
So they just took anything and put $4 after the end of it,
yeah.
And people would watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
huh?
And well, you can still do it today. Anything $4, you know.
Nice,
but,
wow.
Yeah, I remember bowling and dialing.
You know, I was, last night I was watching TV and there was a promo for the Tampa Bay Storm is going to play the Orlando Hoosits for the fight for I-4, the war on I-4. And I was like, oh my God, there's still arena football. And then they said, celebrating our 25th season. I was
really?
Like, what?
Wow.
Can you believe?
Well, it was like the only guy that ever came, well, I should
arena
say
arena football?
Guy. Didn't like a Kurt Warner end up in arena football or something?
I don't know.
And he'd be in the Hall of Fame at some point.
Now, and I've seen arena football. I've gone to a few games, not recently by any stretch. It was like late 90s, I think. It is a fun thing to go to when you're watching it. You're like, oh, wow, that's pretty wild, you know. But 25 years? That's amazing.
Arena football to me is like UHF was back to TV in the old days, you know. It was kind of fun, kind of cool. They showed, they did good stuff, but, you know, it just...
You should pitch that as try and rebrand them. Say, hey, why don't you be like, hey, arena football. We're like the UHF of
network television back in the 70s.
See if they, maybe, hey, you never know, maybe that would stick.
Maybe, or maybe they would tell me that. Take a hike.
Maybe they have some muscle come in and kick you out of their
yeah,
office.
Throw some football upside my head.
Yep, probably. Hey, here's some music for the upside of your head.
All right.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Dream as you lie, sound. The end is just beginning to shake my distant past. I'm struggling time.
Wake away.
Troubles of your mind.
Wake away.
I'm sinking in your tears.
Wake away.
I'm living in your fears.
Wake away.
I know I must be leaving. I must be moving on. I know the book awaits me. Like this I can't go on. From struggling times,
wake away.
Troubles of your mind,
wake away.
Sinking in your tears,
wake away.
Living in your fears,
wake away.
Billions of planets in space, only one is off limits to man. Forbidden World, touchdown on Forbidden World, where explorers discover an unimaginable horror, part alien, part human, all nightmare. It lives on Forbidden World, and next it's coming for you. Forbidden World, a science fiction shocker. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
It's his night to howl. Dracula's dog, the meanest vampire of them all, has a four-legged friend and he's out for blood. Crown International Pictures presents Dracula's dog. Whoops, there he goes again. There's more to the legend than meets the throat in Dracula's Dog. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Of course, that was UHF.
Yes, from Miami, my
from
buddies.
From Miami, your friend. Now, did we tell that story on air?
Yeah, we did, but I can recap it.
Go ahead. Do a Cliff Notes version. Yeah. And then, of course, that was
God, remember Cliff Notes?
That was the. then, of course, I followed that up with Dracula's Dog, very famous
classic movie.
Classic.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
So UHF, what was UHF?
UHF were friends of mine who formed a little prog band in 1980, and they're the little band that could. They got together. They would practice in the front room of their parents' house, and they put out a record. They did some gigs, and then it didn't really take off because there was no real quote unquote scene, because you're talking about 80-81. That was the new wave era, so they didn't really fit in with the scene, so they kind of disbanded. But one day we were talking about the record, and we went on eBay and we found that it was going for like $150 or something.
And you did the artwork for that.
And I did the artwork, inked by Butch Geist, who's a famous comic book artist. So there's all these weird little things, but when I saw that record was like being sold as rare Miami prog from the early 80s, I go, well, and then I played it again. I ripped it, from vinyl. I was like, it's kind of fun,
And that's when we got our fingers on it.
Yeah, dirty, greasy hands on it. And we're trying to bring them back and revive them. Maybe they can make a comeback and put
never
out
know.
Another record.
You never know.
You never know. Never say never.
Probably not, but you never know.
That's the story of UHF in a nutshell. Yeah. Remember Cliff Notes? Oh, I used those so much, and they really didn't get me anywhere. But
There
was tons. And there was another company that did their version. There was Cliff Notes and the Cliff Notes, some other company. And I'd never used those, but
Wow.
They were good for book reports.
See, kids today will never know how hard it was to cheat.
They have the internet.
Now the internet, because I don't even, and this is something I'm not too sure of, how do they even have research papers anymore? They can't, that's probably not even a thing, because literally a kid can use their phone and learn about a subject in 10 minutes now. It's not like this, back in the olden days, there was like a trek. You had to go to the library, and you had to find things, and now everything is literally at your fingertips. I do it 10 times a day where I go, I wonder about, click, 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 click. okay, now I know about it. And I turn my phone off. Like,
you get a Wikipedia.
Or whatever. Or just, like, I'll
Wikipedia
just search
has
out.
Cliff Notes.
You can search out anything and know about that immediately. And it's like, amazing. And I always kind of start to wonder, like, do they even have papers anymore? Probably not.
No, it's like I said, Wikipedia is Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. But here's what happens. A lady that I knew years ago, she was a teacher in college.
Mm.
And, you know, her students were, you know, I mean, 2001, 2002, still on the computer. They were getting the information from the online. But some of them were actually cutting and pasting, you know, the verbiage and turning it into papers. And the teacher found out about it. And I wish she wouldn't have done this, but she basically got one of the kids expelled from the school for, like, total plagiarism or whatever.
Expelled? So, wow, that's pretty harsh.
Kicked out of college, yeah.
Ah, you know, yikes.
Because he plagiarized. Yeah, and that's like a bozo no-no, I guess, in college.
If he was a filmmaker, he'd be heralded.
Yes, exactly.
So. All right, let's go to some music. That was, yikes.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
I am often very thankful I'm not a kid now. You know,
no, I wouldn't mind being a kid because it'd mean I'd be 40 years younger.
Well, I don't mind the youngster part, okay. But I used to do a lot of, I didn't have a lot of indiscretions would be public knowledge by Facebook and Twitter and video phones.
But I would laugh at cyberbullying. I would go like, dude, cyberbullying, really? Do you ever get like a freaking chocolate swirly or something like that? You know, I mean, give me a break.
But I have a feeling I would have had a lot more run-ins with the law if there was technology now that... Because we used to do all kinds of dumb stuff.
Yeah, and the law wouldn't have given us as many breaks as they did. Yeah,
I would have fought the law, and the law would have won. Yeah. All right, here's some music for your brain.
Yeah.
All right, sweethearts, what are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed? Another glorious day in the Corps. Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm. Every meal's a banquet. Every paycheck a fortune. Every formation of parade. I love the call.
Thank you. I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
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 It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
We'll be right back.
I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a clean pair of shorts.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We're never ready. One more for the BOD.
What's the BOD?
That is the hub of all entertainment ever, anywhere, for your head. And
really?
And brain.
Yep. And your ears.
So, hey, listen, folks. Huh. If you are out there on the internet looking for exciting new things to delve into, you know, go chase down the rabbit hole, as it were, why don't you go to bunchofdorks.com? There you're going to find three buttons, all filled with mystery and wonder and amusement and smarts and brains and dumbness.
Huh, all of that on one package?
And opposing views.
Opposing
cross,
views.
Like point and counterpoint. But better.
But better.
Not
and
at all.
For free.
And for free. That's the big key. That's the kicker.
That's
so
the kicker.
So listen, if you're looking for some new podcasts to listen to, have a lot of time on your hands at work or other, go to bungeedorks.com, choose from any of the three buttons. They're all glorious. You got Slow Robot to Go-Go.
Two-dimension comic book podcast. The comic book podcast with no direction, where there are a lot of comic book.
Yeah, directionless.
Directionless
comic,
books. A lot of talk.
And then the bottom one is music. And just random talk. That's the namesake. That's Bunch of Dorks. It's the longest running podcast in the history of ever.
It's been running for so long that its legs are really tired.
It's
but
the
it keeps
podcast
going.
Too dumb to die.
It's like the little engine.
So
that
go
could.
Check them all out. Enjoy them. Tell a friend to enjoy them.
Tell an
spread
enemy.
The word.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is, Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
Black. Y'all, you love this. Y'all, you do the style where my love. Y'all, you do the style where my love. When you whine, whine your waist. Whine your waist. And dinky, 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 that. Every girl, dinky, 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 dinky. Kidding, 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 that. Every girl a kidding, 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 that. Alright, whole time dancing, come back again. Every girl take the mingle, them back a bend. This is a them, start up again. Camera snap, picture crap, IG again. Girl make we go play rated, say. Do everything you hear me say. J cool, put that one up on replay. Girl start whining, no delay. Rated, say if you whine, if you whine. Whine, if you whine, if you whine. Rated, say if you tick, if you tick. Tick if it tick if it tick, rate it say tight tip, tip if it tip if it tip, rate it say gal split, split if it split if it split, and do the dinky 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 that. Every gal a dinky 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 that. Every gal a dinky 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 that. Every gal a dinky 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 that. All right. Rock it in, my girl, rock it in. Cup it in, cup it in, cup it in, my girl, cup it in. Girl, make we go play rated, say. Do everything you hear me say. J cool, put that one up on replay. Girl, start whining, no delay. Rated, say, if you whine, if you whine. Whine, if you whine, if you whine. Rated, say, if you tick, if you tick. Tick, if you tick, if you tick. Rated, say, tight tip. Tip, if you tip, if you tip. Rated, say, girl, split. Split if it split if it split, and do the dinky 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 that. Every girl a dinky 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 that. Every girl a dinky 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 that. Every girl a dinky 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 that. And do the dinky 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 that. Every girl a dinky 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 that. Every girl a dinky 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 that. Every girl a dinky dinky.
Thank you.
Mr. Coach, good luck with your foosball.
Faster, baby, now I'm dancing with the stars. coming. Death by texting. She didn't see it coming. Death by texting. Drove and texted. Eyes not on the street. She had no clue that her cars were soon to meet.
See her driving down the street.
Down the street.
The new brand of roadkill meat.
Roadkill meat.
Car A, she couldn't see.
Couldn't see.
I was the guy driving in car B.
Just another texting moron. Texting in myself. Just another texting moron. Give it to your cell phone's bill. Just another texting moron. Just another texting moron. Give it to your cell phone's bill. She didn't see it coming. Death by texting. He didn't see it coming. Death by texting. People stood and stared. It was quite vexing. They didn't see it coming. Death by texting.
Her driving down the street.
Down the street.
The new brand of roadkill meat.
Roadkill meat.
Car A, she couldn't see.
Couldn't see.
I was the guy driving in car B.
Just another texting moron. The texting in myself. Just another texting moron. Give it to your cell phone's bill. Just another texting moron. The texting in myself. Just another texting moron. Give it to your cell phone's bill. In heaven, sitting with Saint Pete, we hit our phones, tried to be discreet. We saw Saint Peter, he looked perplexed. Said you got here early, but still you wanna text.
Just another texting moron, the texting in myself.
Just another texting moron, give it to your cell phone's bill. Just another texting moron, texting in myself. Just another texting moron, give it to your cell phone's bill.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Holy super long music break.
Radio Candy!
Yeah, well, before Radio Candy, we played Slingshot Dragster.
That's right.
That was the surf, punky surf music, surf. You know, with very rough names that I can't read on air.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
Okay.
And then, of course, then I followed that up with Radio Candy segment where I paid Rated Dinky. What's the name of this one? Charlie. Oh, my God. I should be better at this. Charlie Goes to Paradise.
Okay.
Divergence.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, everyone. Yeah, that was the first one was Rated Dinky. Second one was Charlie Goes to Paradise by Divergent. Then I played Girls Who Love Cars and Death by Texting My Son the Bum.
There you go.
And that was harder to say than you can imagine.
Speaking of death by texting, you know that in some, I think in California or someplace,
they murder you if you text?
No, but they're saying that they want to pass a law where if you're walking the street and texting, they could give you a ticket for that. Because people are texting and walking and getting run over. I say that's survival of the fittest. Natural selection, you know?
Every time.
If you're dumb enough to, like, not pay attention, you know?
I don't know. Every time I hear about this law, that law, I think, land of the free, home of the brave, man.
I mean, they're going to...
Land of the free.
They're trying to overprotect us to the point where we're totally under their control. You know what I mean?
Sometime this year, or it might have already happened by now... there is actually the amount of people over 65 are more than the amount of people under 5. Like, it's a divergent X on the chart. And this year, that's happening.
Oh, my God.
And I said, okay, weird.
Well, you know, but still.
Oh, there's still billions of people, so who cares?
No, but they're still saying that the biggest generation is now the millennials. They overpower every other generation. They're more millennials than baby boomers now.
Oh, everyone, yeah.
So thank you, millennials. Yes. Thank you, baby boomers, for making
have Social Security.
You hope.
I'm going
to. You hope they don't make you wait till you're like you're 75 to get Social Security.
Oh, I'm going to. Oh, I'm gonna.
I bet you are.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. All right. So, one more music break before we go, I guess, huh?
Yes. That's people are asking for it. They're clamoring. They're a bunch of clams that clamor.
Okay. All you clams out there, dig these rockin' tunes.
Son, a woman is a lot like a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
The movie with you, lie. The wow. buyers or squealing women. They're all the same to the speed merchants of the Fireball 500. By day, the dirt track is a jungle as the kings of the speedway fight for survival. By night, it's the same when they meet their women.
That's playing rough, Dave. Someone could get hurt.
Only chickens get hurt.
Stop crowing, baby. You're a man.
American International presents Fireball 500, the story of the men who love their track fast and their women the same. Starring Frankie Avalon, Wild on Wheels, Annette Funicello, rough on outclass competition, and Fabian the Tiger with built-in performance, with Chill Wills, Harvey Lembeck, and Julie Parrish. Filmed in Panavision and color with racing motors, screaming tires, flaming passions, and thrills and spills. Fireball 500 is one dare beyond imagination.
That was Red Bacteria Vacuum, and this is the end of the show. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we'll see you next week for more Indie Circuit goodness.